Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas to everyone. I've actually got a lot more voice right now than I had about 10 minutes ago. Oh, there it goes. A lot of folks are stepping in to help us out tonight, and one of them is Lena St. Michael. She is an interfaith minister and an agape prayer practitioner, and she's recently joined our community here and has gotten very involved very quickly. So she's going to open us up with a prayer, and I hope you enjoy our service this evening.
Welcome to Unity. I'm so grateful for this moment. You can never know. So grateful for my very breath, for this community of love. For this Christ consciousness that we welcome this evening. We welcome the birth, the rebirth, the renewal, and the ever expanding light of the Christ that is each one of us. Just breathe that. Yeah, like I said, the child knows, right? So grateful for all the hands and hearts and the creative energy that have put this service together, these services. The families, the children, so grateful to stand in as the voice of Reverend Kristen. Grateful for the musicians, grateful. Knowing the blessings of being able to record it and offer to live love streamers. Thank you, life. Thank you for that Christ and that Christ energy that says we're okay, we can forgive, that brings us, that brought us this technology that says we can ever evolve in the unique, expansive beings that we are through all space, time, and dimension. Let's take a breath with me together, and if you wish, join me in saying, and so it is, and so it is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join me in welcoming the Unity Children's Christmas Choir, who have some very special songs to sing for you tonight.
Oh, angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, Hail Mary, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
I represent Mary, the mother of Jesus. I am the perfect love that fills your soul. I am the divine feminine within you. I am that in you which desires to see only the good come to you and to every other creature of the universe. I am that in you which never wants to hurt another in any way, for I am open and receptive only to that which is good and true. I am the very purest and gentlest aspect of love in your heart. Yet I am strong, because the power of good in the universe is with me and approves of me. I am that gentle strength of your nature, out of which will be born your understanding of your true self, a beloved child of God.
Thank you.
Now it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. And all went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, to enroll himself with Mary, who was betrothed to him, being great with child.
I represent Joseph, the husband of Mary. I am the strength and the wisdom within you that protects and guides the love within your soul. Sometimes others suggest that I should separate myself from this love, that this love is making a fool of me. But I cannot do that. For it is only when I am satisfied and fulfilled is when I am joined with love.
We are calling forth Christ's light. We are calling forth
And it came to pass, while they were there, these days were fulfilled that Mary should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn child, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
I represent the manger where Jesus was placed. I am evidence of the fact that wherever you put forth the best is in you, you make it of the holy place. No matter how humble the surroundings are, seemingly unimportant the occasion, God is there and will protect you and bless you. You can always trust God. You need not look for God only in grand and impressive places. Think of me each time you are called upon to do your best in a situation that doesn't seem quite worth it to you. When you behold the true power of God in you, it is a humbling event. No task seems small and no calling too big.
Jesus.
There were shepherds in the same country abiding in the field and keep watching by night over their flock.
I represent the shepherd of your thoughts. I am those simple natural tendencies within you which abide in the field of your mind and watch to see that you are comforted and protected. I gently but firmly bring you back to right harmonious thinking when you are in danger of going astray. I am not the highest in you, but I am quick to acknowledge and joyfully surrender to your highest and best self. I am among the first to know when you have come to the joyful realization of who and what you really are.
Said the night wind to the little land.
Angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were afraid.
I represent the angels who bring good tidings of great joy. I am those radiant thoughts that come to you directly from the mind of God. Through me, God tells you that you have cause for joy, and joy alone. My news is always joyful because it concerns wonderful truths of your being. I tell you of your divine self. I tell you of the peace and the happiness that you are going to encounter. I tell you that you are one with all people, and I tell you that you are now and forever one in God.
And the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ. And this shall be the sign to you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now when Jesus was born, behold, wise ones from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
I represent the star that guides the Magi. I am your intuition. Sometimes I appear to you only as a dim flicker in the sky of your being. But as you recognize me and follow me, I become brighter and more familiar and radiant light for your soul. God has given me to you as a gift, a guiding light to lead you into your highest good. Trust me, follow me, for I will not fail you or nor lead you astray. I'm attracted to only the good and the true.
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
We are the Magi, the wise ones, who have traveled far from the east. In perfect wholeness, we join east and west, wisdom and love, inner and outer nature, mind, body, and spirit.
We are the hidden and the buried powers deep within you, of which you were so long unaware.
As soon as you came to a new realization of your true self, we came to you as physical evidence of the great spiritual resources within you.
We place our gifts in the light, so that all may see and be blessed by these newly discovered truths about yourself. My gold shows the richness of your spiritual nature. You come from God, the abundant source. Indeed.
my frankincense shows the beauty of your true character.
My myrrh shows the eternal perfection of your life in God.
Shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the morning. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver.
And they entered in and saw the young child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I represent the Christ child. I am the sum total of all the good, which is the real you. I am the love in your heart, the wisdom in your mind, and the peace in your soul. You have given me birth out of your very own nature, just as spirit created you out of itself. I am that in you which blesses you and gives new meaning and purpose to your life. Now, because of Christmas, you have realized that you and I are really one, that we are eternally one in God.
Thank you. December, we all gather around the Christmas tree. Those times are filled with fun and laughter. It can last forever after, as the Spirit stays with you and me. And we wish you a season of harmony, wishing on a star from above. And we wish you a season of happiness, but most of all we wish you Christmas love. Harmony brings us together, it keeps you warm in snowy weather. Wishing on a star from above, and we wish you a season of happiness, but most of all we wish you Christmas love.
Table. Hello? What? Santa? No way. Well, everybody needs to hear this. What? Oh my gosh. How do you have your eye on Unityville Walnut Creek? Aren't you busy tonight? Santa, this is such a blessing that you're calling us. I can't believe this. All the children are here. Oh, you have a message for the children. Oh, Santa says you better get home because this is a really important night. And he's got work to do at your house. So hurry home, everyone, okay? Okay, Santa. Wow, this is so great that you called. We love you, Santa. Don't we love him? Let's all say we love you, Santa. All right, thank you. We know you're busy. Merry Christmas. Oh, he says Merry Christmas to everyone. That's awesome.
Joy to the world, the Christ light beams. Let earth receive blessing. Let every heart prepare to bloom. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And earth and earth.
Merry Christmas, everyone.